You have been selected for this task because you are the best, the elite. You all know what to do. The success of your mission is our key to a swift victory.
They fall in line, one at a time, ready to play. I can't see
them. Hello and welcome to the Knights of Geekdom podcast, episode 1, Two Geeks at a Table. I'm Tony Brown.
I'm Alex Silva.
And I guess if you didn't catch in the 5 seconds previously, this is the Knights of Geekdom podcast. We're just a couple of guys who don't give a shit, and we're going to talk about everything, and Alex is over here laughing like he's fucking just ate some brownies, and he's tripping. But you're killing me, homeboy. Anyway, we're just a couple of guys who like to have fun. Daisy, don't sue us for the theme song. And Alex is tripping. He's like seriously tripping, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not stopping. We're going with this shit. So we can
All right, let's do this. Get
on board. I'll just have to find a co-host that doesn't giggle like a six-year-old.
Come on now. All right, so let's start off with Star Wars.
Well, hold on. Before we start off with Star Wars, let's take a minute. Yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Did not watch the Super Bowl. I could care less about football.
What the fuck? What kind of man are you?
I'm not. I'm a geek. I don't like football.
I didn't watch it either. I spent the whole day watching a Doctor Who marathon. So.
And you're giving me shit.
Yes, that's what we do. We pick on other people to try to make ourselves feel better because we got picked on in high school.
Junior high.
I didn't really get picked on in high school. It was elementary and junior high. There's a couple motherfuckers I'm looking for.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways, so... Not that anyone really cares, but what's been going on in your life, Alex? Anything exciting happened recently? Any funny stories? Anecdotes?
No, you were telling me one about your wife. Let's hear that.
Yeah, my wife is fine, sort of. She was in a car accident the other day, and we thought she was fine. She's had a headache or whatever, and so we went to the doctor today, and we found out that she had a mild concussion, which explains a lot, because yesterday that bitch was fucking insane.
No, I zoned out for a minute. She had a what?
A concussion.
Because of?
A car accident.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was lame, dude. What the fuck? No, we're good. We're still going. We're at 2 minutes and 36 seconds. We got 40 minutes to clear. No, we're good.
Let's just start over.
I'm good. I'm going. I'm rolling. Anyway, so she's been just acting a fool. I mean, she...
What is she doing?
She's crying all the time, and then she's getting upset.
She has a fucking concussion.
Yeah, but then she, I mean, it's to the point where I want to slap her in the face. But the problem is I can't because I'll go to jail. But the funny thing was is that if she were to slap me.
That's the only reason you wouldn't slap her in the face because you'd go to jail?
I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get raped.
You shouldn't want to slap her in the face to begin with.
If you had to live with her for 5 minutes of her crying 1 minute, it's like menopause, which I guess, I don't know. It's like being on your period times 10. It's rough. Don't send me any hate mail, ladies. I love you. But here's the thing. If she were to whoop my ass, she could get off with some kind of mental thing about being, you know, concussed. If I whoop her ass, I'm just the motherfucker that hit a woman. I'm going to jail.
That's very true.
And I'm getting cornholed.
You're another Chris Brown.
Yeah, I know.
Does your wife listen to this podcast, do you think? Do you think she will be?
She might.
What do you think she'll think?
I don't care. Hey, we're Catholic. We're religious for life. It'll probably be mine. So, aside from that, one of the things we do here on Knights of Geekdom, we talk about, obviously, geek stuff. Clearly, we're not sports fans. Any sports you interested in at all?
I don't mind going to live events. It's watching certain sports on TV that really...
Yeah, I'm the same way. If you put me in a football game, I'll cheer my ass off. But you put me in front of the TV, I'm like, I could be playing Skyrim.
Now, boxing, UFC, that's a totally different subject.
Oh, yeah, because that shit's just... That's awesome. There's just something interesting, exciting about that. Two men out there, you know, to quote, you know, Rocky Balboa saying, I am, you know.
Yeah, I love fighting. I'm a huge fight fan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody who... Well, okay. I'm sure there's quite a few people who are like, oh, it's so brutal. But you know what? Fuck y'all.
That's what I say. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Anyway, so I think we've derailed this podcast long enough, so we're going to jump right into a couple subjects. First off,
Star Wars. J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
What are your feelings on that?
I think it's awesome. I love what he did with Star Trek. I mean, shit... They gave him the reins to both, you know, empires. I was a little too close to the mic, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, both empires. J.J. Abrams is now, like, a geek god.
Now, a lot of people are worried he's going to blend the two together. And we see some Star Trek and Star Wars.
I don't think so. I mean, I think J.J. Abrams is smart enough to not want to... What, are we going to see Captain Kirk on the Millennium Falcon?
I don't know. That's what some geeks out there are worried about.
I think that's... Let's be honest. The geek culture is going to worry and complain, you know, now that they have a voice, an actual voice.
Yeah. And let's face it. Fanboys always complain.
They do.
They're not happy with anything they get most of the time.
Yeah. It's like fanboys complaining about, you know, Twilight being at Comic-Con. Picking on them, making fun of them. When, what?
It is Twilight.
Yeah, but these motherfuckers have been picked on and made fun of all their life. You think of anybody would be...
Supportive,
and you know, and be like, and you know, stick out that olive branch, it'd be geeks, but
Well, and you think they'd be happy with what they're getting now? I mean, we've discussed this before, and just hanging out is, you know, we should be privileged to see a lot of the stuff that we get nowadays.
Oh yeah,
but instead they want to nitpick and complain about every little thing when 10 years ago we would have never seen the quality of stuff that is coming.
No, we got Daredevil.
Okay.
Anyway, so, excuse me, we need a cough button. But, I mean, J.J. Abrams, I was never a Lost fan, were you?
I never got into it. I mean, I saw one or two episodes. A lot of people say I should have given it more time. It's one of those things that I might go check out later on. I just never appealed to me. I mean, he's done plenty of other stuff.
I love the shit out of some Alias.
Yeah, Fringe?
I
love Fringe.
I didn't get... I got, like, the first couple episodes, and then something happened, and I just never decided to go back.
Oh, man. Fringe is awesome.
Is it? That's what I... You know, I hear a lot of these things, that there's a lot of these shows that are awesome, but let's be honest. We are in the pinnacle of television right now, when there is just a million amazing shows...
No, that is true, but...
I mean...
You have to give them a chance, though. Otherwise, you'll never really know what's going on.
I guess, but I think J.J. Abrams is, you know, if they're not going to give it to Joss Whedon, give it to J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to do an amazing job.
Yeah, as far as geek gods go, there's nobody better.
Yeah. I mean, I loved what he did with Star Trek. I was never a Star Trek fan.
I wasn't either.
Until this recent movie had come out.
I mean, I dabble in, you know, Next Generation a little bit, but for the most part, shit. I could care less about Star Trek.
Right.
I mean,
he did awesome. I mean, I mean, if it wasn't for that movie, I would have never really been a fan. I mean, I saw a few episodes growing up, but it wasn't Star Wars. So I think him, you know, taking the helms of this movie, I think it's going to be amazing. If anybody can bring it back from these previous...
Yeah.
Movies and turn it into something great would be J.J. Abrams.
I think so. You know,
has he done that you enjoyed?
Mission Impossible 3. He directed that.
Okay.
That was awesome. Probably the best Mission Impossible. He produced Mission Impossible 4. Super 8.
Super 8. I love Super 8. That was a good movie, man.
Yeah, it was. It was one of those movies you can only watch it once, though. For me, I mean, I watched it and I was like, all right, this is a good movie. I'm not going to watch it again.
Well, I mean, it was one of those movies that takes you back... to your childhood. I mean, because it felt like E.T. and, you know, the way that those movies, those back then made you feel, it had that same sense to it, that same feeling.
Oh, I just got annoyed by that bratty little fat kid in that movie. Like, I wanted her, she was mine. I'm like, motherfucker, you're 200 pounds and you're 8. You ain't getting no woman till you're 30 and rich, you know? Start a website.
Alias, I like that. I mean, I only saw maybe a season.
Oh.
I know it's on Netflix now, so
it's one of those. I watched it back.
I have to go back to.
I had all the DVDs at one point, like every series, you know, or every episode, you know, every season.
Did you like Armageddon?
The movie?
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
It was good.
Wasn't that something he was on? Or that he messed with or had some sort of
credit
in?
I remember hearing something about that. I'm not sure.
Well, I know he's definitely for sure done Revolution. I mean, I unfortunately heard it got canceled, but I loved the what they were doing with it, so I don't know.
I don't know what Revolution is.
It's a new TV show that was out a few months back. Uh-huh. Basically, what happens, it's almost post-apocalyptic where...
Oh, is that the one where there's no electricity?
Yeah, all the power goes out.
Hmm.
It was really good. You know, but unfortunately, like other good shows, it gets canceled.
You seem to be a fan of canceled shows. I don't think people...
Well, I mean, a lot of good ones get canceled. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I was a huge fan of Heroes. That got canceled.
That show...
Oh, come on.
Shit,
man.
Like after season one.
Maybe went downhill come on, season let's be,
the,
three.
The season finale...
The first two seasons...
Of season one was just kind of like lackluster. Like everybody just shows up and they're like, let's get this guy. And it's just, it was just lame. It was lazy writing and cheap.
I know a lot of people that disagree, but...
Well, a lot of people are idiots.
What about Alcatraz? Did you ever check out Alcatraz?
What is that?
That was a show that J.J. Abrams did as well, where something happens on Alcatraz Island where everybody in the prison just vanishes. And then 20 years later, 30 years later, something like that, prisoners one by one start popping up, still the same age they were 30 years prior.
I did not see that. It sounds interesting.
It only, unfortunately, it's another one of those shows. Only had one season, but it was pretty interesting. It was pretty good. You know, I'd like, there's things he's done too that I didn't like. You know, like I said, Lost, I never got into. Six Degrees.
I don't know. Is that the spy one where they're husband and wife?
I don't even remember.
I don't know. I was never a Felicity fan either. What about you? I never got into it.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I don't have a vagina, but I just didn't get into it. I know there was some kind of hoopla when she cut her hair. You like Felicity?
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't dislike it.
Alex's taco is showing.
Listen, I don't have any problem saying it. I liked it. But, I like a lot of shit that people would probably say was girly as far as TV shows. So,
You do watch Beauty and the Beast, don't you? I don't mean to throw you out there.
You're an asshole. Yes, I do. But to my defense, I just think Kristen Kreuk is awesome.
I believe it's pronounced crew.
I don't give a shit. I will pronounce it the way that I like to pronounce it. But no, I like her a lot.
I'm afraid
so
I
was
just
a small
blew myself.
Yeah, I know another one of those shows you probably didn't like. So.
Yeah, no, I was not a small fan. That shit just seems so silly.
Well,
the guy was in high school. Who changes from high school to adulthood that much to where if you were to put on a pair of glasses after the fact that you wouldn't recognize him as Clark?
But then you're going into the whole Smallville. You're going into the whole Superman.
But couldn't they just put a pair of glasses on him?
From what, the very beginning?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I thought should have happened.
I mean,
I will agree with you on that. I always thought that from the beginning he should have had his glasses.
It just seems so silly.
But that's one of those things where I forget who it was. Somebody said, oh, here's your identity, your disguise.
Yeah, what is that about?
You just, know,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I did watch, I think, the last season of Smallville. Because I had a friend who was like, oh, it's so good, and it's ending. I was like, all right, well, eventually this motherfucker's going to put on a suit.
And that was the most disappointing episode of the whole series.
Yeah, I was like, what?
You can't even show the motherfucker in the suit.
And it's Warner Brothers. They own all this shit, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
So, I mean, what are you wanting to see out of this new Star Wars?
Yeah, we got off on a tangent there, didn't we? Wow. I just like to not see Jar Jar.
Okay.
And I'd like to see a lot less blue screen.
Well, the good thing about J.J. Abrams is he knows how to use special effects. So it's not going to be... I don't think it's going to be as bad as...
I know they used a lot of the blue green screen, whatever you want to call it, on Star Trek. But it worked. But they also had, you know, the sets actually there. You know,
right.
the bridge of the Enterprise and then, you know...
Yeah, and we don't have to worry about him going back and fucking with shit later.
Yeah. Let's hope not. I don't know. He might get a bug up his ass like Lucas.
Now, you know, I know that there's already talks about bringing in some of the original cast. Mark Hamill and...
Have you seen Mark Hamill lately? He's a little... I would love it, though, regardless of, you know, their old Harrison Ford.
Well, I don't think they're going to have big parts. You know, if anything, they'll touch base on the characters, but I think it's going to go in its own direction with new characters. At least that's what I hope.
I think fanboys would lose their mind if they saw, like Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill actually show up in a movie. Oh, how awesome would that be, though?
Oh, but it's already confirmed that they're, you know, some of them are already on board.
That's what they say, but you know, you won't know until you see the first preview or you
right.
get, you know. Like, I mean, before J.J. Abrams was officially director, they were still, you know, speculation, and then it was official. So, you know, I won't believe anything until I see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see a whole new story, you know, something,
oh, yeah.
something totally different from what we've been getting.
I'd like to just, you know, maybe if they feel like they need to be, you know, Skywalker-centric, let's, you know, let's visit the family, you know, 100 years down the road and see, you know, what's going on with the Jedis and, you know, and the Empire. And
yeah, I know a lot of people say, oh, no, they can't do this, but what would be so wrong about a J.J. Abrams just starting it all over, just from scratch, just taking it his own, doing his own thing?
I think that'd be awesome, you know? I mean, it's still in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody just went and remade everything, you know, whole different... taking it on a different path, I think that would be pretty cool, and not have to depend on the previous movies.
Yeah,
you know. But I've talked to other people about that recently, and you know, they did not like that whatsoever. So
I think it'd be awesome because yeah. I mean, Anakin kind of ruined it for me. I mean,
yeah, a lot of people complain.
But I mean, what about a Boba Fett movie? How awesome would that be?
That would be pretty cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I would too. See him patrolling the galaxy. You know. Slave One.
Yeah, I mean there was those rumors. There was a rumor that Zack Snyder was gonna do a samurai-esque version of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with that, but I mean something different like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean Disney's got all the money, and Disney has done a hell of a job with Marvel.
Right.
You know, so why wouldn't they just, you know, what's it? Star Wars is like one of the biggest franchises ever. You know, I mean it's huge. It's iconic. Everybody knows Star Wars. And why can't they make, you know, multiple movies at the same time? You know, different, you know, characters, different storylines, different parts of the galaxy.
Just like they did with the Avengers. I think that would be pretty cool.
The thing with that is, or the thing, you know, they did with, you know, all the Marvel movies is you don't have to even blend them together.
Right.
We don't have to have a big build up to where there's, oh, it's, you know.
Who would you like, as far as actors, who would you like to see in these new Star Wars?
I don't know. It depends on the character, you know.
Yeah, you don't have anybody like in particular in mind?
Anybody J.J. Abrams picks is going to be awesome, because I mean...
Yeah, well, you know, and I think he tends to pick people from previous things that he's done.
I think Scott Speedman's a dick, so I don't really want to see him in anything.
I don't really see him in the Star Wars universe as it is. Yeah. I mean, if anything, he might pick maybe some people from Super A, some people from Fringe.
I don't know. I'd say, you know, throw Jennifer Garner in there in a Jedi robe. And, I mean, I've got a big crush on Jennifer Garner, you know. Alias.
That's your crush?
Uh-huh. That's one of them. One of my top five that I'm allowed to cheat on my wife with.
You know what movie he did that I really, really liked?
Uh-uh.
Forever Young. Did you ever see Forever Young?
The Mel Gibson?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool
where he was old? And
yeah, I like that movie.
Or he was young. He was cryogenically frozen. And then, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis and a young Elijah Wood, right?
Yeah.
I saw it. It was good. My fifth grade teacher showed us that one day at school. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd movie to bring into.
I saw Don't Be a Minister. To South Central or Drinking Juice and Hood in like shop class in like sophomore year of high school. I mean,
yeah, but you're a sophomore. I mean, that makes sense.
Really, it's an R-rated movie with a lot of language, and you can't show that shit in school. I saw Braveheart.
Well, not in school. Yeah,
school. I'm saying in school. I was in class. I wasn't 17.
And they actually just sat there and let you watch.
Yeah, my intro to music appreciation showed Braveheart because it's a beautiful soundtrack. I just remember seeing titties.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. It's an awesome movie.
Speaking of movies, this new Justice League rumor, what do you think about that?
I'm trying to just stay away from anything Justice League rumor until it's official. What's going on?
Well, supposedly they've said that they're going to do the five main members of the Justice League.
I've heard that, yeah, that they're going to do, you know, yeah.
So five. You won't be seeing any, you know, Martian the Manhunter. It's just going to be the five main from, you know, I think the cover of the New 52 is what they were showing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's awesome because you don't want to have, like, you know, 30 guys in the Justice League, you know, because, I mean, it's already going to be pressed for time, you know. But I think it all hinges on Superman. If Superman does well.
If Man of Steel does well,
yeah.
It's going to go off of that kind of like they did with the Avengers.
But if it sucks, then I guess what, they're going to do another reboot in, you know, 5 years?
I hope not, man. You know, I do think that Man of Steel is going to be pretty fucking epic.
I think so too. Yeah, I was.
There's nothing I'm seeing that points me in the direction of it sucking.
I have heard that a lot of people are complaining about Jonathan Kent in the trailer. You know,
where he goes, what should I have done? Let him die, and he goes, maybe.
But ladies and gentlemen, let's think about this for a minute, folks. I mean, shit.
If your son is an alien,
if you couldn't have children, and God or whoever has blessed you with this kid. It's your son.
Who happens to be an alien, who happens to have all these superpowers.
And who you love more than anything in the world, you're going to want to protect.
Exactly. You know for a fact that if anybody found out about what he could do, the government would take him, prod him, you know, do all these experiments on him. You'd never see him again. So, of course, you would expect Jonathan Kent to say that to him.
Yeah. What would you do if it was your child? Would you be like,
I would have said, fucking let him drown.
Yeah. I'd be like, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if someone says, all right, it's your kid or that kid, who are you going to let die?
But you could even tell in the trailer when he says it, he was kind of conflicted about saying.
Oh yeah, so why wouldn't he be? I mean, he's
it's one of those things fanboys complain about.
Superman gets his morals from the Kents.
People want a realistic Superman movie. That was a line that made it kind of realistic, like, you know, real world, and then you complain about something like that. I mean, I liked it. When he said it, I was like, oh, that's fucking.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I know that a lot of people have different opinions, but. He's not Kal-El anymore. He's Clark. And Superman is what he can do.
Right.
So everything that he is because of Jonathan and Martha Kent. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, if...
Every moral that he has in his...
Yeah, the fact that he decided to help people, you know, to save the world, to go out there and do what he does and risk, you know...
No, he's not really risking anything. He's all powerful.
But in this movie, does he know how powerful he is? Does he know if he can die?
Not yet, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not yet. I mean...
He's going to run up against Zod.
This is going to be more of what I've always wanted is I've wanted a movie more Clark and less Superman.
Yeah. Like they tried that with Lois and Clark.
You want Superman, but you want to feel like Clark's always there.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I want. Like, I love the... I know it's probably... boring, you know, to comics but I like the secret identity. I like to see Bruce Wayne running around more than I like to see Batman. Well, not necessarily more, but I like to see him, you know, mixed in there evenly.
Right.
You know, and I like to see Clark.
Well, because
it shows that they're human.
Yeah, that I mean, it's different with Bruce Wayne though, because Bruce Wayne when he's Bruce Wayne isn't Bruce Wayne. When he's really Bruce Wayne is when he's Batman.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, so in that sense, people want to see Batman more than Bruce Wayne. But I see what you're saying.
I just like to see him out of the mask.
Yeah. Okay. You know, but as far as Superman, I mean, even when when Clark is Superman, he's always Clark.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how real world it is and where they take it.
Yeah, I hope you know. I hope, and man, I really hope that they don't go dark. You know, that's what everyone's talking about. Well, you know, it's a dark night.
It's going to be dark.
Well, with Nolan, the Nolanverse, they're going to... but Superman doesn't need to be dark.
Well, Cavill's come out and said that Superman himself is not dark. It's not so much of a dark movie, but it is real-world based. If it's real-world based, then it will be semi-dark.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, as long as you don't make Superman dark. You can make the world around him as dark as you want.
When you say don't make Superman dark, what do you mean by that?
Don't make him dark. Don't make him like some emo little bitch. You know, he's still Superman. Okay. He's a Boy Scout in that suit.
No, I mean, he's not going to be dancing around like Tobey Maguire and...
Oh, no, Ryan. I don't mean... No, but I mean, like, don't make him into some whiny little...
Well, oh, here's why the thing. Am I doing this? With Superman, and this is what I'm hoping you see. I'm hoping you see the conflicted side of this man who is all-powerful but yet still has his humanity. So in that sense, it will be dark.
Yeah, I don't think that's darkness. I think that's everyday life.
Oh, well, everyday life is kind of dark.
Yeah, but, you know, who the...
You just don't want it emo.
Right. Well, I just don't want Superman, you know, being like...
Whining and crying.
Yeah, or even... To the point where he's like, just, you know, like, let him die. You know, I want the Superman that's going to risk everything to save somebody. You know, that's what I want.
Right. And I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
what sure I don't want is Superman, you know, with, you know.
Turning his back and letting people.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't think we'll ever see in a Superman movie.
No.
Because, I mean, he's Superman.
I think for the first time, and I say this not being, yes, I enjoyed the Christopher Reeves, series growing up. I wasn't. You know, people older than us, the first time they saw Superman, were like, whoa. I think this, for our generation, will be the first Superman movie that just blows our mind. That, you know, is...
The 7-Day Superman blew my mind. I mean, I still think that's the best Superman, hands down.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first time seeing it, that's what I'm saying. The first time seeing it was, you were like, whoa, this is cool. You go back now, and you're like, wow, this is cheesy.
I disagree.
Oh, it's cheesy.
Wait, what? Did you fucking high up your ass?
No, I'm not high. I'm a huge Superman fan, and I think that
the original Superman
is when you go back and look at it and how it was filmed,
it's dated. The clothes are dated, you know, but it holds up beautifully. You are fucking off your rocker.
It doesn't hold up that much. I'm hoping that this Superman will be the one where it just, you know.
Superman was the biggest pimp in that movie.
It's a good movie. I didn't say it wasn't a good movie. I just said it didn't hold up as far as my preference of special effects.
Oh.
Like, it just, you know, it's outdated.
It's not. They actually had him flying. I mean, they hooked him up to wires and shot him off. It looked more real than anything Superman Returns.
No, I agree with you.
Or anything Lois and Clark.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying.
Or Smallville.
I'm saying it's, no. Like. The special effects are outdated. I mean, come on. It's an 80s
What special
movie.
Effects? They hook it's 78.
78. You know.
They hook him up to wires and they send him off. I mean, you can't get
we
much.
We need something new. We need something that looks even better, that it blows your mind like, wow, this is real.
I don't know. There. I guess I would say that certain things look silly.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll still go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Christopher Reeves. I do love the Superman movies, but. It's, you know.
And as far as Superman go, I mean, Henry Cavill is really going to have to bring it to impress me more than Christopher Reeves. Because when I see Superman or when I think Superman, I still think Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, but it's going to be a totally different Superman. You have to be expecting something totally different.
If you know, if they've done
it's
their.
It's not going to be, oh, jolly geez, Lois. It's not going to be all that.
What?
I'm telling you now, it's not going to be that.
Well, I'm not saying Clark. I'm saying Superman. But his Clark Kent was phenomenal. He was off. I mean,
yeah. But you got. I mean, you're talking about two different types of Superman. Superman from Christopher Reeves' days, not a very physical Superman.
That's because he didn't really have anybody. I mean, well, he did number two and then number four.
But still, not very physical Superman.
Yeah.
This will be the first movie we get that has a very physical Superman, like action and battle scenes like you've never seen before.
Yeah, but is it going to be over the top? Oh, I mean, is there going to be too much action to make up for the last? You know, five Supermans that didn't have hardly any action, you know. That's what I'm worried about with Zack Snyder.
It'll have story, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Zack Snyder is known for, you know, 300 and you know, Dawn of the Dead and Watchmen, you know, and, oh, Sucker Punch. But is he, you know, is he...
Okay.
Can he craft it?
Those movies you're talking about, Sucker Punch was the only thing I've ever seen that I hated of Zack Snyder. 300, awesome movie.
Oh, yeah, but the thing...
Watchmen... One of my favorite comic book movies of all time.
Yeah, but the thing with those was he had pretty much – it was already storyboarded there in the comic book. This is the first original story as far as I know. I don't know what the hell Sucker Punch
– they're still going off of source material. You have
but
it's going to be kind of hard to
– More original, you know?
Right.
I mean,
well, it's going to be more real world, but they're still going to take source material from
– Yeah, and that's fine. They did that with Batman, and there's a lot, and people can say, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the Batman, the new Batman trilogy that's – From source material.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, yeah.
Dark Knight Returns.
But with 300 and Watchmen, it's, you know, you have, it's storyboarded right there in the book. You know, and yeah, you know, they took some liberties as directors.
Those are different because they went more from frame by frame.
But what I'm saying is,
I don't think there's any way he can mess this up.
Let's hope not.
I mean, because you have to remember, he's not the only one on it. You have, you know. Whatever much his hands in it, Christopher Nolan and Christopher Nolan's brother. There's other people, you know, and for Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, but those other people also made Green Lantern.
I didn't hate Green Lantern.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
Well, you know, you still liked it somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit down and watch it if it's on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't see it going bad. I mean, you have. People, you know, for Christopher Nolan to already come out and say he basically gives a thumbs up to what Zack Snyder's doing so far.
Yeah, but is that Christopher Nolan saying that, or is that the company line where everyone at Warner Brothers sits him down and says, "Okay, we need a winner here, guys"?
Has Christopher Nolan ever really been one to?
I don't know.
Not speak his own mind.
How do I know? I'm not buddy, right. But I don't follow him on Twitter.
Well, I mean, usually
I'm not in his
social
circle.
He's pretty open about what his thoughts are. You know, when you read stuff that he's, you know, put out there. But I know you're worried because it's Zack Snyder, what the story's going to be like. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good balance between action and story. You know, and it'll be the first one that has a balance like that. I mean, you shouldn't worry.
I'm just worried because it's Superman. And I love Superman.
This is the one movie I have no worries on.
I don't know. Everyone complained. You know, they were concerned. You know, with Dark Knight Rises saying, "Oh, I mean, how can it top the Dark Knight?" It was so awesome.
A lot of people still hate on it.
Yeah, which I don't see why. I mean, it was an awesome movie. I got it on Blu-ray the other day, and I watched it like 4 times.
Yeah, I love the Dark. I like the whole Dark Knight trilogy.
I do too. Yeah, you know? Christopher Nolan did an amazing thing with that.
It's a different take on Batman than what people probably would have wanted. And you know, I know a lot of people at first were upset with the whole way they took Bane, but overall, I
thought Bane was awesome.
It is literally the best Batman franchise that's come out. I mean, there's nothing before it has topped it, unless you're talking Batman animated series or something like that. But yeah, I think it'll work out, man.
I think so too.
I will suck it
up. Now, as far as it being the one that takes over and paves the way for the Justice League, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, because it's going to be pretty hard to cast the Justice League.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
because you got to find a new Batman. You got to find a Wonder Woman. You know, Green Lantern, whether they go with Ryan Reynolds or not, you know, who's to say? Flash. I mean, those are some pivotal characters. It's going to be pretty, especially if you're using Henry Cavill, it's going to have to be people that balance with him. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see who they pick.
Yeah, I have no idea who to pick for any of those. I mean, everyone's, has certain people that they want to see, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think people have just talked that to death. Who do you think? Do you have any ideas, or are you even sure yet?
I'm still stuck on John Hamm as Batman.
Yeah, but I think he'll be a little... I mean, he's in his 40s now. By the time they do Justice League, he'll be, I don't know, when does Justice League come out? Maybe 5 years from now? 3 years?
I think they said 2017.
And then I'm sure that with that Batman, they're going to want to start up a new Batman franchise. Will John Hamm be too old?
No. Justice League, I think, is going to be... Justice League is going to be before the new Batman franchise, because I have heard that they said you will not see another solo Batman until...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So with the Justice League movie, they're trying to set up a new Batman franchise.
Okay. Well, see, I think when you have Justice League, you need an older Batman.
I don't know. I mean, let's be honest, if you're going to set up a Justice League franchise, you kind of have to, because you're going to put the Batman franchise on his shoulders. So you need someone, that's young enough to make a couple Batman movies after Justice League. And then what about a Justice League sequel? You're going to want to pick someone, 25, between 25 and 30. Okay. So that they can,
You don't want him too young, though. I mean, you don't want somebody younger than Henry Cavill, or even that looks a little younger. You want a Batman that's going to be able to stand with Henry Cavill.
Yeah, but I think you put Bruce Wayne in any of these situations,
Here's the thing. Will you see much of Bruce Wayne, or will you see mainly Batman?
I think you'll probably see mainly Batman, because, time-wise, you won't...
So it really doesn't matter who's... If you're not going to see the man behind the cowl, it doesn't really matter.
I think it would, because, they're probably going to want to set up the franchise on this guy's shoulders. Because, I mean, what's the point in having a Justice League movie, and then 2 years later having a new Batman in a Batman series that wasn't in Justice League?
Yeah.
Unless Justice League bombs.
Batman's going to be one of the main ones it's going to be one of the hardest casting.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
For Batman, I don't even know. I'm not really familiar with everybody out there.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to, figure out who they can put into these parts. I mean, there are literally so many amazing actors out there. It's just finding, the ones that fit that particular persona, I guess.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? There's so much that's been going on. We've covered the J.J. Abrams. We've covered Justice League for the most part. G4, no longer around.
I lost G4 a few years ago because I got DirecTV.
Really?
For whatever reason, there was a bit of a conflict. I mean, this was when I lost it. I actually on the channel guide, it says G4 is no longer available on DirecTV. But if you feel, if you like, G4, be sure and call DirecTV. So this is like one of the first times I actually got off my ass and
called.
I was like, what the hell, G4? It's gone.
The one channel for us. is yeah. gone.
And now it's going to be what? About men, you know, like Esquire? Like
Esquire.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
People that are in that Esquire-type world, they're not going to watch TV about that shit, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like there's tons of other channels out there for geeks, you know?
I don't know. I think everything pretty much nowadays is out there for geeks.
Well, not like that, though. I mean, you don't have channels that cover video games and, you know, tech so much as they did.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But, I mean, it's a geek world now. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
and plus everything, you know, if you're interested in technology or video games, just go online. You know, I mean, everybody's got a website. You know, everyone, you know, hell, go to YouTube and you get demos and walkthroughs and cheat codes and everything else, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like you lost a friend.
I lost him a long time ago. He got taken away from me.
I mean, like, I mean, every day at 6 o'clock, that's what my TV was on. That's what I was watching.
So, yeah. You know, for me, it was like...
You get into a habit. You get used to seeing, you know, people making you laugh, you know, all these cool things that they're doing.
Yeah, but for me, it was like G4 was like a divorce. Like, it was my wife and she left. And every time I knew I couldn't see her, but that bitch was out there making other men happy, I was a little upset.
It's a horrible feeling.
It was. I was like, I'd have burned this bitch down. Just can of gasoline, box of matches, fucking bitch. Anyway.
That was interesting. You know, your wife's going to listen to this podcast and go, this motherfucker here.
I don't care. Catholic.
So, your wife wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going? How are sales?
Well, let's see. She's written... God, she's... All right.
I know she's worked on a few different things.
She's written 3-4 books.
Okay.
2 of them are out.
Blood Purple.
Mm-hmm. Blood Purple was her first book. It's a vampire romance novel. You can find it on Amazon. You can also go to XOXO Publishing. That's the company that did it. It's a Canadian company. They're awesome people.
Is that who you were doing the sound bites for?
Yeah, dude, come on. We're not going to put this shit. But yeah, I've...
Yeah, so I mean, her sales are doing okay.
They're doing okay for a first time offer.
Has it hit the point to where they can publish it paperback or?
That's coming later. I can't really talk about that because okay. I'm not sure what's going on.
I was just curious.
But she's finished her sequel, Blood Yellow. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, follow her, Ashley Niemer. She has a Facebook page. She has a web page, AshleyNiemer.com. And she's pretty good about letting her fans know what's going on. She gives snippets of new novels and things like that. She's also got a poetry book that's being published through XOXO. I'm sorry, XOXO. I got in trouble for saying it, you know, XOXO too fast. I got to slow down. But she's got, you know, got a few things going out. You know, we'll get her on here. We'll interview and talk to her about it, okay. You know, because she knows this shit better than I do.
Right.
But, you know.
And if you could ever finish your book. We get yours out there.
I guess. It's harder than you think. And I keep hearing from all these people saying, just sit down and write. Just sit down and write. And I've sat down to try and write, and nothing comes out. So it's frustrating.
You know what I think you need?
Mm. Weed?
You need to smoke a little weed.
That shit's illegal, Alex.
Hey, you know.
What about mushrooms? I'm down for some mushrooms. No, I'm playing. No, I'm not.
Find something to get your creative juices flowing.
Hemingway had sex with random people. You think that would work?
Hire a hooker.
You think my wife would be cool with that?
I don't know. What do you think? Maybe she'll like to join. I mean, you never know.
That's my wife. The nasty shit I'm going to do to a hooker? I'm not doing that to my wife.
I guess that's true.
Gag balls and...
All right. We just took we just took this a direction I wasn't wanting to go. Okay, so...
Schoolgirl outfits? Clipboards?
What's your novel? What's it about? What are you trying
to... Oh, shit. Oh, you're derailed on this motherfucker.
You're okay. Hating me so much. You're like, quit talking about my fucking book.
It's... I don't want to give a lot of it away, but it's just... it's a supernatural thriller, kind of detective-style novel.
Figure out a title yet?
No, I haven't figured out a book. I've got one chapter written. And I can tell you how long it took me to write that one chapter.
I'm sure pretty long.
I rewrote that bitch and rewrote it and rewrote it. And
we should probably just sit down together and throw ideas out there and see if we can get something going.
Maybe. That's what we should probably do. Because
we keep talking about writing a comic book.
Yeah, we do.
You know, see if that ever happens.
I did send the first chapter off to my wife's editor, mm-hmm. and she loved it.
Oh, that's a good thing.
But the problem is I don't have a second chapter. I mean, I have the story written in my head.
So basically you need probably about 22 chapters to go, something like that.
I guess. I don't know how many chapters are in. I mean, I read on my Kindle, so I'm not actually paying attention to books, to, you know, pages and chapters. I just...
I don't know. Be interesting to find out.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on the book. So, is there anything... Let's steer away from your novels and book writing, because I can see you're getting a little flustered.
I'm fine. Come on, hey.
You know, plenty of other things we can talk about, though. I mean, you have, what do you...
You gotta
Arnold?
Be super smart to count cards, buddy, okay?
Oh, really?
It's not easy.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell that to Rayman, because he practically bankrupted a casino, and he was a retard.
What?
He was a retard.
Oh, you gotta love that movie.
I know. Anything to get it off of me.
Arnold coming back for the Conan. Have you heard about that?
I have. Conan the Conqueror or something?
Conan the King, I think, is what it is.
I don't know what it said. Were
you ever a fan? Were you ever a fan of the Conan movies?
Who didn't love? I mean, that shit was awesome. Arnold Schwarzenegger running around.
What do you think about his old wrinkly ass coming back for Conan, though?
It's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I guess. Hopefully it'll be good. I mean, if he's playing the old king, that'll probably work out pretty good. I went and saw, what's his new movie that just came out?
The Last Stand?
Last Stand. Did you see that?
I did see that.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was okay, right?
It was.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty fun. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining. It was nice to see Arnold out there kicking ass, you know?
Yeah. You know,
65?
He even made fun of himself.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty good. I was, do not go see Parker. Whatever you do not waste your money.
Really?
Yeah, sucked. That was a horrible movie. I am a huge...
I kind of wanted to see it.
I'm a huge Statham fan, you know? I'm a martial arts guy, so...
Yeah.
Statham, one of the people I like to see in martial arts movies. Sucked. It was horrible, man. Story was not good.
Was it better than Mel Gibson in Payback?
No. No.
Because you know that's the same character, essentially.
Right.
He's based on the Parker character.
Right. No, okay. not as good.
Hmm.
Nothing wrong with Statham. You know, his acting and his, you know, stuff, not bad.
But let's be real. Statham doesn't actually make, like, blockbusters. I mean, you're not going to see him. You are going to see him in Transformer 4.
But this is the worst thing he's ever done. Like, literally the worst thing he's ever done. I mean, I don't know what they did, whoever wrote this story.
Worse than Transporter 3?
Probably. I mean, whoever... let this be greenlit, you think before they would have put it in theaters would have sat down and said, whoa, hold on a second. You know, there were things in the story that shouldn't have been there. J-Lo completely ruined
Wait, and Jennifer
it.
Lopez was in this movie.
Yeah.
And this was like, it's had to have been like her wannabe comeback, right?
Not good.
Doesn't she have people?
She's done so much better in other things.
That bitch is a diva, and she ain't got people being like, whoa, what the hell is this?
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Now, you know, I saw Bullet to the Head, you know, last night. Not bad. Bullet to the Head, definitely better than Parker.
I don't know what Bullet to the Head is.
Sylvester Stallone movie.
Oh, yeah.
With the guy from...
Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, him, yeah. But the guy from Game of Thrones. That played the barbarian...
the guy that played Conan?
Yeah, the guy
Jason that played... Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Better than Parker.
Okay, but was Parker better than the Conan remake?
No.
Wow, God, because that Conan remake sucked balls.
See, I didn't mind the Conan remake so much. I mean, they could have been better. I didn't mind it. I think he was a good Conan. I didn't have a problem with
Jason. Yeah, he was okay.
You know, he had the look, he, you know, the voice, whatever. I mean,
the physicality, he had it all. It's just,
the story could have been better. But yeah, Parker, no.
Can we just make a petition to stop putting Rose McGowan in shit? And movies, television? Let's throw her and Shannon Doherty in those, like, college infomercials.
I bet you're glad they never did Red Sonja then.
But she was banging Robert Rodriguez at the time.
They're not married anymore? I thought they were still married.
Were they ever married?
Yeah, I think they're married.
I know he left his wife for her.
I think they're married.
Oh.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Well, I mean, she might be a freak in the sack. You never know.
But yeah, then not a good movie, man. Do not waste your money. Speaking of wasting money, have you gotten a movie pass yet?
No, I have not. Why don't you tell me what that is? Because I'm...
Movie pass. Amazing.
Okay.
Basically, depending on where you live, and we're not sponsored by Movie Pass or anything like that, though if they want to throw out a sponsorship...
Not yet.
Sweet. go to moviepass.com. Depending on where you live, depends on whether you pay $30 to $50. You pay $30 a month,
Wait, what am I paying $30 or $50 for? That's a lot of money.
Well, you pay $30 a month. They send you a movie pass. It's almost like a credit card. It has your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
It basically is a credit card. It's a not a Visa, not a MasterCard, but a...
Discover?
Discover, exactly. You take this movie pass, check in on your phone, pick the movie you want to see in the theater you want to see it at. Once you get to the theater, you check in. Give them your movie pass. They swipe it. You go in to see the movie without spending money. Now, the movie pass, you can see one movie a day, non-3D, so standard movie, one movie a day for up to 30 days. So after about 2 to 3 movies, it's already paid for because it's added up to the $30.
So you're telling me that I can go see a movie every day of the week?
You can see the movie once.
Okay.
You see a movie, they scratch it off your list.
Wait. So you're telling me, so Superman comes out, and I don't want to see it 3D or IMAX. I can't see Superman every day for a week?
No. You see it one time.
What the f...
You see it one time. So you can pick a different movie a day. I know.
It sounded good until that part.
No. It's something new. It's a new thing. It's just out. Later on, I think they'll be putting the 3D and stuff like that to it.
I mean, I suppose that's a pretty good deal. $30, that's what you pay.
Right.
$30 a month, and you can see one movie every day, non-IMAX or 3D.
Right.
You know, that's not bad, because what movie tickets are what?
$8 to $10? Yeah. I mean, sometimes even more than that.
But you have to check in before. So you can't just show up to the theater and be
like... Well, I mean, you go into the theater, and it's an app on your phone. So you just check in with your phone. And as soon as you check in, it says purchase your ticket. You go up to the thing, purchase your ticket. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing, man. I mean, I've probably gone to see probably 15, 16 movies in the past month and a half. So it works out pretty good.
So, well, that sounds like an interesting deal. I'm going to have to look into it.
I keep telling you to.
Yeah, you do. You keep telling me, but I don't know. It just sounds... I don't like being controlled. That's what it feels like. It feels like the man. And now they're using you for like some kind of demo. So they'll figure out, okay, this guy likes these movies, and he's this old, and... It's just people trying to control
you. You think they're profiling you and putting all your data into a system?
Big brother.
Yeah, well... Possible, but hey, I'm seeing movies.
Yeah, for free.
Fuck it.
Not free, but damn near free.
It's not like I'm going to porno theaters and checking out raunchy shit.
They got a card for that?
I wish.
That'd be... but does anybody go to a porno theater anymore? Sticky floors and glory holes?
Do we even have porno theaters out
there? I don't know.
I don't think we do.
Something that confuses me, if anybody could help me out with this, what is a porno arcade?
A porno arcade?
Is that just a fancy name for the theater, or is that one of those... booths you go sit down in and you put a dollar in and you can watch any movie you want.
I wish we could call a friend and ask a friend if they know anything about porno arcades.
Do you know anybody who would know anything about a porno arcade? Do you have any porn aficionados on your phone?
Yes, but unfortunately they do not have a phone right now.
Who doesn't have a phone?
That's what I said.
6-year-olds have phones nowadays.
Exactly. I guess that's what happens.
Crackheads have... Broke. Homeless people. I see people standing on the side of the road with signs, homeless, we'll work for food. They don't work for food.
Call me at 713.
Yeah. I need money because my cell phone bill's too much.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I've never even heard of a porno arcade, so I couldn't even tell you.
I think that's kind of the one you go in and you put in coins in the slot and you can pick a movie and you can watch it.
Ooh.
I don't know. But I still don't want to go to a...
When I think porno arcade, I think like going in and... Like in Boondock Saints, they put the dollar in, the window opens, and you got a live stripper behind the window.
But can she see you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you can see her, but she can't see you. Never been to one.
So I haven't either.
I'd give it a try if there was one around. I just don't know where
it is. There's got to be one. There's strip clubs everywhere.
Probably not in Texas.
Come on. There's got to be. I mean, if we have a strip club on every corner, there's like 3 strip clubs like within 5-mile radius of my house.
Yeah, that is true. There's a lot of strip clubs.
Yeah, and what's funny is there's one by my house, and it's got a sign up that says, additional parking in rear. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, I'm sure they know what they did with that sign.
I don't think they do, honestly.
I think they do. I think they know exactly what they... They're reaching a certain clientele.
That's funny.
If I had money, I'd go in. That's what we had to... We had to go to a strip club one of these days.
How long has it been since you've been to a strip club?
How long have I been married? 6 years.
Your wife won't take you to a strip years? Club?
No, my wife's not going to a strip club. I told her, go to a strip club with me because girls, you know, appeal to strippers. Strippers will come up to me more if there's a girl with me.
That is true.
Like, I ain't going to a strip club. Like, of course, she didn't say ain't. She's very proper, college educated.
So, been about 5-6 years since you've
been? It's been about 5 years. I took a buddy. He, motherfucker, he threw up in the strip club. Like, while he was getting a private, while he was getting a lap dance in the back. Horrible. Threw up.
Poor stripper.
It's a stripper. Come on. Yeah, but yeah, that's messed up, though. That was.
Hey, poor stripper. There's some decent.
I know. I was a joke. I was a joke.
College.
It's not like they're people. I mean, yes, they are. I'm teasing. Of course they're people. They're damaged people.
With father issues.
Yeah.
We're just kidding. We love you, strippers.
We'd love you more if you were cheaper.
It's been about probably about 5 or 6 years since I've been to.
We need to go.
And I'm single. Imagine.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
How come you ain't got a hooker or something? Have you ever had a hooker?
No, I've never had
a never?
Hooker. Thought about it. Never had a hooker, though.
I'm a little scared. I'm married.
A little scared.
I'd be
you're married. Exactly.
But, you know, let's just say, you know, hey, this ring's off my finger and I'm, you know, rolling around, you know, Las Vegas.
You know, I don't know. Every guy thinks about, hey, what would it be like to be with a hooker or a stripper?
Yeah.
One of the two.
Of course we do. And then we think, herpes.
Herpes, yeah. AIDS, whatever.
Yeah.
You catch
something. Come on, buddy. I'm just trying to keep it in the realm of I can still live.
Well, you never know what you'll get. It's a toss.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot. It's toss of the dice, my friend.
That's why I got a wife.
Yeah. One day, maybe. One day. Kind of lonely.
Hooker? Stripper?
Wife.
Oh.
I wasn't talking about stripper.
Oh. No, I say stay single.
Yeah, stay single. I look around.
You're a young man.
I look around. I see married people, and I'm like, what the fuck were they thinking?
There's a lot of marriage. Hey, come on, buddy. There's a lot marriage can offer you. There's someone there to take care of you when you're sick. There's someone smiling when you come home. You know, there's a million things to be thankful for about having a wife or a husband.
Nah, I know. I'm just fucking.
There's someone to go to the movies with you.
That would be nice.
Unless you want to go see a horror movie, and that bitch won't go to horror movies. And you got to sit fucking
just
see these movies by yourself?
It would be worth it just to have somebody to go to the movies with you.
There you go.
Yeah, just that one thing.
You know you can get escorts for that. Even here.
I don't want to pay somebody to go to a movie that I have to pay for again.
Anytime you take a date, you're practically paying that girl anyway. You're paying for dinner, popcorn.
But you know that girl.
So?
Probably won't catch an STD.
And I guarantee you, the girl that you know ain't as hot as that girl you can pay for.
And it probably won't cost you $300 an hour.
If you're paying $300 an hour to go to a movie, what hooker's going to... Craigslist. Put in an ad. I need a hot bitch to go to a movie.
You really want me to be on my deathbed, don't you? Hooker from Craigslist. Come on.
You meet her at the movie theater. And who says she's a hooker, baby? She's a college student trying to pay her way through, you know, through school. But, you know...
You never know.
She wants to go see, you know... Justice League, Man of Steel. You know, hey, I'm hot. I want to see Man of Steel, but I don't have any money. Hey, I'm Alex. I have money. Let's go see Man of Steel. And then you strike up an amazing relationship. And then, you know, 20 years from now, Mommy, how did you and Daddy meet?
Your mom was
Craigslist. Craigslist, what is that? Well, kids, back in the day when the internet was legal, you could meet people.
And fuck.
Back in the day when fucking was legal, before everyone was made in test tubes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever do the escort.
Wow, this show just fucking took a weird turn.
We were in geek news, and now we're talking about prostitutes and strippers.
I'd prefer to talk about prostitutes and strippers, because
I have no problem talking about whatever you want to talk about, friend.
Well, yes,
probably won't
I'm
get a girlfriend after hearing me talk about strippers
on
and hookers.
What was supposed to be a dry run, if you will, so now I'm... Right, I have something of a mess on my hands.
It's just there's so many poorly chosen words in this sentence.
You've never seen Arrested Development, but man, I guarantee you got to. You need to watch it.
I've seen clips and stuff, but I've never watched a whole episode.
So. Oh, you need to.
Oh my God, this is fucking funny.
Yeah, see, I told you, look, folks, here's what we're doing. I told him, you know what, let's just make this bitch and not give a shit. Because nobody ever has to listen to it, and if it's funny and people respond to it, hey, that's awesome. You know,
Well, since we're being honest and not giving a shit, I really want to smoke weed. I really want to smoke weed again.
Okay.
I can't.
Why can't you? Let's dive into this.
Well, here's the thing. One, job. What happens if you get drug tested?
Do you get drug tested at your job?
No, I've never have, but there's always the possibility.
Do they drug test? Were you drug tested when you started the job?
Maybe. Think so, yes. When I first started, but I've been there 6 years, haven't been drug tested again. But, you know, here's the other thing. Weed's expensive. It can be expensive. My issue, I have bad highs. Well, at least the last
I don't know what a bad high is.
Last couple of times.
I'm unfamiliar with this weed you speak of.
you're such a fucking liar, man.
Hey, I got family listening to this shit.
Oh, come on. They don't know you. I doubt your parents are going to be listening to this podcast. And you're going to tell me that your mom and dad have never fucking sparked up a doobie?
Oh, my parents smoked weed in front of me until I was like 15, 14.
So what the fuck are you worried about?
Well, now my dad's a deacon.
He turned his life around. He's a deacon that smokes weed.
Nah, he used to. He don't smoke it no more.
We're going to have to edit that whole thing out.
No, we ain't. I remember the day that my dad got serious about Jesus.
Really?
I found there was a big-ass paper sack. Like one of the, you know, grocery store back in the day when grocery stores had the big brown paper bag. Like rolled up and heavy in the trash can. Which I just assume, I don't assume I looked, were his porn mags and videos. I was like, what a fucking waste. I'm just getting into the twilight of masturbation and you're throwing this shit away.
That is a waste.
I know.
But you could probably, back then, go into the forest, you know, find a...
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing this shit about people going into the woods and finding... I don't know what kind of woods y'all lived in.
It happened to me once.
Wow.
Me and a couple of friends went out, with, you know, playing ninjas, you know, all dressed up, you know, throwing Chinese stars and shit.
Yeah. Found a porn mag. One buddy said, hey, touch a wiener to mine. You know, it's, no, it's not gay if it's in the woods. Hey, it's okay, buddy. Hey. Like, no,
not exactly.
I'm feeling funny. She makes me feel kind of funny. Like when I climb the gym. I messed that up. We have to exit that out.
It's not gay for high. Is that what they say?
I don't know. I just if your dick touches another dude's dick willingly, it's gay.
Pretty gay, yeah. No, we went out to the woods, man. We were just fucking around and found a big garbage bag full of porn. It was pretty cool.
What year was this? I'm just curious.
Let's see. Probably 90.
Because at some point in the porn industry, in 90, the magazines.
93?
Was it videos or just magazines?
I think it was 93. Just magazines.
Were the dicks hard or soft? Because I know at some point, like, there was this point when when the magazines, the dicks had to be soft.
I don't remember. I just remember tits.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that.
Good for you not remembering all the dicks.
Yeah. Good for me.
I don't know what that says about me. Anyway.
So, what is the... Since we're being... Or since we're not giving a shit.
Jesus, this is way too honest. I'm not high or drunk. I haven't even been offered water in an undisclosed location.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me?
Come on, Tony Brown.
Man, why you guys say my last name? Because I said it in the beginning of the podcast?
Exactly.
Fuck.
Your mom catch you masturbating. Is that what happened?
Yeah, but I wouldn't count that as the most embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah, because that goes by so fast, they kind of forget about it. They don't want to talk about it again.
Man, I can't think.
Oh, I heard this. I don't know what I was. This is funny. I don't know what I was listening to, but I heard this story the other day. This guy was masturbating on the internet. Okay, I don't know who. I can't accredit it to anybody because I forget who I was listening to. But he was masturbating on the internet,
like in front of people, like on
no, in his room, and just watching porn. And this is when the internet was dial up. Okay. His mom was gone, wasn't supposed to be back. He hears a car pulling up and he hears his mom coming in. Hey, honey, I'm home. You know, how was school today? And he said he was fucking shuffling, trying to get the, you know, unclick. But back then you had all those pop-ups that pop up,
uh-huh.
You know, on porn sites. So he jumps on the couch, throws a pillow over him, and he's like, oh, school was great, you know, blah, blah, blah. His mom walks in, and he's like pretending like he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She walks over to the computer and just like this big turns to her and goes, I am fucking disgusted with you, and then storms out of the room, and he goes, it's only porn, and he runs over to the and she's like, I'm so disgusted, what would your sister think of this? And he's like, it's only porn, and she leaves, and he goes to the computer, and he's like trying to like take off the pop-ups, and he looks and it's fucking sister on brother porn.
Oh my shit.
How do you talk yourself out of that one? How do you explain that to your mom?
You don't. You just if you're smart, you just fucking pretend it never happened, and at some point she'll pretend too, and then hey, you know, that's how, you know,
he said
functional families are.
He said he had to go explain to his mom what pop-ups were.
You think she bought it?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have.
What about you? What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you?
Let me think. Most embarrassing thing. Oh, man. I remember pissing myself in elementary school. That was
That doesn't count. I'm talking like after puberty.
After puberty.
That's when shit gets serious.
Well, I asked you first. So you tell me yours and I'll think about
it. I'm trying to think. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. A lot of dead time here. We're going to have to cut out.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Call us, people. Tell us. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you?
Let's see. Okay. It's in context. In high school, senior year, I had my first real girlfriend. let me finish.
Okay, go ahead. High school?
Yeah.
Your first real girlfriend in high school?
Yeah.
Really?
Senior, yeah.
Late bloomer, huh?
Yeah. But I made it. Anyway. Good looking. Tall. 6 foot.
Big what? Bit.
Six that foot. That bitch was big.
That's a big bitch.
That's what I said. Anyway, so, okay, let me preface this by saying I was also the president of First Priority, which is a Teens for Christ organization.
Okay.
Big into church. My dick didn't care.
Oh, man. That would have to be the most embarrassing thing.
What?
I don't know. I'm zoned out. I'm not even listening to you. Go ahead. Okay.
What the fuck?
Senior year, big bitch goes to church.
She was pretty, though. She was very cute.
Okay.
Tall.
Okay.
And
I'm following you.
Anyway.
Are you going to cry?
No, I was about to sneeze, but I held it back. Anyway, so we're in this parking lot, making out.
Okay.
Going hot and heavy, just going at it. I don't think we fucked then, but we'd been fucking. For some reason, we didn't do it then. Maybe we did. I don't remember. Not important. However, the next day, some guy in her class was like, "Hey, did your boyfriend drive a gray car?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, I saw y'all in the parking lot just going to town on each other."
That was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Somebody seeing you fuck your girlfriend? I'm sorry, make love to your girlfriend?
No, it was fucking. Come on, I was 17. What did I know? Actually, I was 17. Yeah. So, I guess that's the most embarrassing
thing. So, you lost your virginity at 17?
Yeah, I'm a normal person. I don't lose my virginity at 13.
Sorry.
Did you lose your virginity at 13?
Yeah, I did.
Jesus, fuck. What's wrong with you?
13. She was 18. 17.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to need to know this story.
Yeah.
She hot? 17.
Yeah, she was.
Big titties?
She was a babysitter.
Your babysitter?
Yeah, kind of taught me a few things.
You're bullshitting.
No, I'm not.
This is, fuck.
It's pretty wrong.
Fuck you.
It's pretty wrong.
You're lying. Go ahead.
I'm not, actually.
Let's start. It's Friday. Babysitter comes over.
She was a babysitter. She was a babysitter for a while before that happened. Like, I just remember one day being in bed. Like, she would lay in bed with, you know, me and my brother. I was little. No, I was actually 12. Yeah, 12. I was like 12 or something, dude. It was young. And my brother was like 4 years younger than me, you know. So when he'd fall asleep, she'd be there. And then, like, I just remember one time her putting my hand down her pants and saying, "This is how you do this." And from there, it just kind of went. And she was probably like 16 or 17, I think. It was kind of weird.
No, memorable. I'm afraid I just blew myself.
Are you fucking kidding? You're fucking with me.
No, I'm not fucking with you. I'm being dead serious.
You're bullshitting.
No, I'm. I swear to God.
Well, keep going.
Even though...
Well, yes, but I'm afraid I prematurely shot my wad on what was supposed to be a dry run.
No, but seriously, that's how it happened. I mean, that was my first experience.
Oh, okay, so...
She kind of taught me how to do certain things.
Okay, so... Whoa. Walk me through this. So you're 12, 13 years old, laying in bed, and you're 16, 17, 18...
She was like seven. She had to have been 17. I think
you're legal
babysitter.
You were raped.
I think so. But you know, isn't that weird? It's different with guys.
That you were raped?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
If an older woman,
I wasn't raped. What could I have been raped?
It's like, you know, older woman sleeps with a student or.
I know. You always say, if you know, why didn't it happen to me?
Exactly.
But if an older guy sleeps with a girl, that motherfucker is gross.
He's fucked up.
Dirty.
Goes to prison. 20 years.
It's a double standard, but it's a double standard I, you know, support. What the hell?
Yeah, so that was my first experience. And then it just kind of...
Do you need a hug?
No.
You're raped.
No, I don't need a hug.
You sure? You need to talk to somebody?
Taught me valid points. Taught me valid things.
You got a thing for older women now? Mommy fetish?
I love all women.
Have you ever called anyone mommy while having sex?
No, like, I haven't. No, that's fucked up, dude.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Like, you're going to town on her, and you're like, no. I just can't. Mommy. My nuts just ain't coming. And then you think, oh mommy.
I really hope our family doesn't listen to this. My mom knows about this, though. Like, my family knows.
About your mommy fixation? Or
no, about the babysitter teaching me things.
Okay. Why did your mom know about that?
Well, because I told her, later on in life. Like, hey, what you remember that?
Wait. So is the babysitter, is she still around? Can we get her on here?
I've never seen her. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be so fucking awesome.
Like, hey.
Get y'all laid down and recreate it? Like, okay, so what happened?
Why did you touch my dick when I was 12? That'd be pretty fucked up.
You got her number?
No, I don't know who she is. I don't know where she is.
You know her name?
I know her first name.
You want to say it?
Anna.
Anna.
That was her first name. I don't remember.
You don't know her last name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She lived in the neighborhood?
Well,
this is so fucking crazy. So, wait
a
minute.
This was a long time ago, dude. I was a fucking kid. I got started early. But,
all my babysitters were old, and apparently they
were also smoked
right
weed.
In the head.
I also smoked weed when I was like 8 and had cocaine rubbed on my teeth when I had toothaches. I mean...
Wait, what? Who rubs? Are you?
That's what my.
Are you Colombian?
That's what they used to do when I had a toothache. Rub cocaine on my gums.
I just found out that Alex is Colombian.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should see Tony Brown's face right now.
Holy shit! Wait a minute. So cocaine on your teeth?
I had a very interesting child.
Pablo Escobar. He was like, mijo.
Listen, okay.
Oh, no hurt.
I doubt people. And my family would probably listen to this, so let's just put it out on the table. Okay?
Yeah, let's do that.
I used to come home from elementary school and...
Fuck your babysitter?
No, I wish.
Could you sit dick sucked? Jerk off on a titty? Something?
There were some nannies. We'll get into that later.
Wait, what?
We'll get into that later.
Are you fucking with me?
We'll get into that later. I used to come home and my dad used to have these Colombian friends, man.
So are you Colombian?
No, I'm not Colombian. I'm Hispanic.
Aren't they Hispanic too?
They're Colombian.
Go call
a Colombian a Mexican.
I didn't say Mexican. You said Hispanic.
Well, whatever. I'm more Mexican descent. I'm Mexican. Ah, okay.
Which explains why you're in Texas.
Exactly. They were Colombian. It was always cool seeing these Colombian guys around. Because all day long you'd hear they'd get be on their phones and be like, "Hey, coño, ¿dónde está mi dinero, coño? Diablo." All this shit like that, man. It was really weird. And I never really understood what they were saying until I got older. But I'd come home from elementary school, and on the table would be like piles of coke and, money and weed. And it was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember their names. I won't put them out in the air. But
yeah, please. I don't want to die. I don't want a Colombian necktie. But so, yeah, let's not drop no motherfuckers.
It was pretty interesting. They'd leave like money with us, leave money with us and stuff. It was pretty interesting.
Wow.
Like, hey, here you go.
Okay, so let's get to the nannies. What the fuck? Or are you just fucking with me?
No, that was like middle school, high school.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You said 6 or 7. I was like, whoa.
No. 6 or 7 was, when I had all the weird stuff like cocaine rubbed on my teeth. And
wait, so did you fucking nanny?
Yeah.
Your nanny? And your babysitter?
It was more of like family nannies, like watching the other kids who were younger.
How old were they?
How old were the nannies?
Yes.
Probably in their 30s.
How old were you?
15, 16.
And this was in America?
This was, here in spring.
Jesus.
Now, I'm
my
not saying,
fucking childhood.
I'm not saying they're the most attractive nannies.
It's pussy. Who cares? Hey.
But yeah,
at 16,
if you're
a hole is a hole.
If you're around my family long enough, you'll hear somebody saying, "Oh, he likes nannies."
was hoping more. You say, "If you're around my family long enough, a nanny will show up and just bend over for you
and blow you."
Yeah, it's not. Hey, it's not cheating if
so,
she tucks my dick out.
I guess you had a very sheltered childhood. I guess huh?
I grew up in the woods by myself. I mean, not by myself, but with my family. Like, I grew up in the country.
Wow, did wolves raise you?
Yeah, you understand why I'm motherfucking this and. No, I grew up in a lower income neighborhood. It was a lot of trailer park. It was a trailer park.
Well, I grew up in a trailer park.
It was a big ass trailer park.
I grew up at some point in my life in a trailer park.
But it wasn't like a trailer. I mean, everybody had like an acre, 2 acres of land.
I got hit by a car in a trailer park.
I got ran over. I got my foot run over in a trailer park.
I got completely run over in a trailer park.
Are we trying to one up each other?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
I fucked 3 girls at once.
I'm telling you what happened.
That?
No, I can't.
Neither can I, because I haven't.
I'm just saying, when I lived in the trailer park, I got run over by a Mexican.
I got run over by a gringo.
Who was playing a game.
And the gringo actually stopped. I bet the Mexican didn't stop, did he?
She was playing tag.
In a car?
Yeah.
What?
I was on my bicycle, like pulled up, stopped at her driveway. Listen.
She's like, boom, you in, motherfucker.
I pulled up on my bicycle. I pulled up on my bicycle, stopped at the driveway. I look over, and she waves me by, like, go ahead, and backs up over me.
Tag, you're it.
Yeah. And then later told the cops that she was trying to see who got there first. And I was literally...
She told the cops that?
Yeah. I was literally pinned underneath a car, bicycle on top of me on the concrete, and the two tires of the car on top of the bicycle. And my dad and my best friend's dad, Bebe's dad, had to lift the car over... Had to lift the car off of me, and they had to drag me out because they were afraid if they moved the car, it would kill me.
Wow.
Yeah, my best friend's name when I was a child was Bebe.
My best friend's name was Tavirus.
Yeah, so I got hit by a car, run over. I was in, like, from, I think, what, neck down, black and blue. I had a broken collarbone, some ribs, legs were fucked up. It was pretty bad, yeah.
Nanny help you out there?
No, I wish. I wish.
Wow.
But yeah, I lived in Trail Park, so our lives are completely opposite.
I know. Shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my dad, I mean, I had a pretty rough childhood.
There's something like this right here. Just,
Say hello to my little friend!
Not quite.
Are you sure? Because you said Colombians, and he's Cuban.
Oh, no. They were Colombians, yeah. Yeah. My dad wasn't a Colombian, though. My dad was a Mexican. But...
That makes sense. If you were, then so probably he was too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not true. I mean, my dad could have been a Colombian. My mom could have been a Mexican. I could have just been a half-breed.
Calexian,
yeah. Something like that.
Colombian? I don't know how they go. Anyway.
So you don't have anything, like, dramatic or anything that happened in your life? I mean, I've seen people die in front of
me. Oh, yeah. My grandma died.
What makes Tony Brown?
In the house
Brown?
I
Tony Brown.
Grew up in.
Uh-huh. In front of you?
No, like next, like one room over.
Wow. You were there?
Huh?
You were there?
Yeah, I was in the house. It was cancer. I mean...
Yeah.
My sister died when I was like 19, 20 in a car accident. Her meth head boyfriend, she was like 6 months pregnant.
Oh, that sucks.
He took a corner like at 100.
Wow.
Through, she was in the back seat, no seat belt, in between the, like... She was leaning forward in between the passenger and the driver's seat, and they hit something and she went through the windshield.
That's crazy.
I mean, we're at a minute and 14. So I mean, an hour and 14. Jesus.
So, since we've been sitting here talking for this long, do you want to, like, stop it and start a new one? Like, a small one, since we're just going?
No, I say, you know, when we get done with this, we'll just, you know, do the you know, the sign-off.
So, what else do you want to talk about? We got kind of depressing there for a minute, people. We apologize. I mean, if it was me listening to a podcast, I would want to hear...
That shit's awesome.
But, you know, it just depends. If you like it, awesome. Yeah. If you don't, fuck off.
Go shout out to Alex, who fucked a bitch at 12. An 18-year-old who knew better.
Oh, should we really be putting all this out there?
I ain't fucked nobody at 12.
Okay. Well, my family knows, you know, that they put cocaine on my milk.
My wife will probably listen to this and be like, you can't hang with Alex no more.
Why? Because I'm a bad influence.
No, because he's broken.
I'm broken. Yeah, I'm pretty. Who isn't broken? Let's be honest. Who isn't broken? I mean, come on. We're all a little broken.
Tom Cruise?
Nah, that motherfucker's broken.
I don't know. That's Tom Cruise.
It's a crazy motherfucker.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's the sanest motherfucker out there.
Cussing a lot. Man, I like.
I think that's me. And you just started, which I appreciate. There for the first 15 minutes, it was me dropping.
Listen, I'm gonna be. This isn't a child-friendly podcast. I want to cuss.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be myself. So,
if you're 12, go fuck a nanny.
Fuck a nanny. I
or
support
a babysitter.
That. Support it. It's a good. It's a lesson learned. Just don't let her, you know, write you a bad check
or stick a finger in your ass. Unless you're down for that.
Didn't even catch what I said, did you?
I didn't. I was kind of. What did you say? You want to repeat that? Unless she writes you a bad check?
I said, don't let her write you a bad check. It happened.
Okay. Wait, what? Huh? Wait.
No, okay, actually, no, it wasn't a bad jacket.
What the fuck?
Okay.
You got wrote a check to have sex with you?
Listen.
You're a gigolo.
I think I hired a hooker. I think I had a hooker.
Motherfucker. 45 minutes ago, I asked if you ever
had sex with a hooker. I just recalled I wrote a check.
Jesus. You've been fucking so long you can't remember?
I wrote a check. It was an Annie.
Hookers take checks?
It was an Annie. You know, slept with her, and then she was like, oh, I'm afraid to get caught, and she was like, I can't, and I was like, well, what if I pay you?
How much was the check for?
Like 100? I think it was 100.
How old were you?
16.
Yeah, see, if you'd have been 18, you'd be like, look, bitch, if you fucking rat on me, I will tell them it was all you.
Maybe I was 17. I was 17, maybe 17. And so I wrote her a check, and had
you know
sex.
What, dude, I'm so...
I wrote her a check and had sex, and then when she was in the shower, I took the check and tore it up.
Well, I was fucked up.
I was like, what are you going to do? Tell on me? He just had me write you a check to have sex with you.
And then you're like, hey, make my bed, bitch. And make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I tore that motherfucking check up. I was like, she cannot cash this.
Wow. How did you have a $100 check at 16?
I started working when I was 14, man. I forged my birth certificates.
Wow. We have learned a lot about Alex.
Oh, yeah. A lot of this will probably be
Memphis, if for everyone out there wondering, is Alex's bodyguard.
Yep. He's over there whining. So.
Wow. I think we've digested a lot of shit tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to have to go
home and ask your wife, why didn't this happen to me?
Oh, no. I'm going to have to go home and shit it all out because that's a lot to take in.
You've learned shit tonight that you never even knew about me.
I know.
You probably thought I was this, like...
I didn't think... I don't know. I'll be honest. I thought I'd be the motherfucker out here being honest and talking about crazy shit that I shouldn't have. I didn't know that Alex would be...
Listen, I'm an open book. I don't give a fuck. You can ask me anything you want to, and I don't mind divulging it. I have no problem. Because you know what? The worst thing that could happen, worst case scenario, my family gets pissed. And I'm kind of used to people being pissed, so... My family's pretty open, though. They wouldn't be. They'd just be like, what
sounds
are
like
you
it.
Doing?
He fucks nannies.
What are you telling people?
I should have went to your Christmas party.
I'm telling you.
Nanny fucker. You know what, dude? We're going to get some t-shirts.
Nanny fucker?
Nanny fucker.
Nanny fucker t-shirts. Awesome. Brought to you by Knights of Geekdom Podcast.
Jesus. Are you sure you ain't on something? You want to smoke weed? Maybe you did. You forgot that you paid for sex. So maybe you forgot that you smoked a little weed.
What, I mean, is there anything, come on, spill some shit. What's give me some crazy shit that I can, you know, let's get to know each other.
I can't, well, some of the shit I can't say because the statute of limitations isn't over yet.
Really?
7 years.
Really?
Give me like a year.
What's up, buddy? You need to go outside?
All right, well, I think his bodyguard needs to go take a massive piss or a shit. And that's probably, means that it's a good time to sign off. So I hope you enjoyed and were thoroughly entertained with the first ever Knights of Geekdom podcast. Because Jesus Christ, on a popsicle stick,
oh my
Alex.
God. This totally went in places we never even expected it to go.
I thought we were going to argue about Superman. I didn't know I was going to sit here with my mouth open while he talked about fucking nannies. But anyway, well.
All right, well. Till next time.
Yep, that's right. This is the Knights of Geekdom.
I'm Alex Silva.
I'm Tony Brown. Remember, geek has inherited the earth, so kick a jock in the nuts.
Enjoy your hooker.